Hey everybody, much love and gratitude for checking out another episode of the Enhance Your World show, hosted by myself, Chris Alba, and today is episode 133, and today we talk with Jill Lublin. She's an author, speaker, coach, and her latest book called The Prophet of Kindness helps us find the return on our everyday kindness, from opening the doors for strangers to how we conduct our everyday life. Because, you know, we are ultimately the ultimate reflection of who we choose to be. And the whole point of enhancing our lives is to bridge the gaps of where we want to be and where we and find the true meaning and where we are at this moment. So with no further ado, here is our short interview with Jill Lublin. She asked to do a shorter interview, so this is a shorter segment than our usual hour, but you know, honoring and respecting Jill's time, we went ahead and did so. So I hope you enjoyed your chat as much as I enjoyed having it with Jill. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Talk to you next week. Welcome to the Enhance Your World show. Jill Lublin is our guest today. She's an international speaker on topics of radical influence, publicity, networking, kindness, and referrals. She is the author of 4 best-selling books, and her latest book is one that I'm really enjoying reading right now, called The Prophet of Kindness, which is published by Career Press. Jill, welcome to the show. It's a great honor to have you on and sharing your message with us.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Absolutely. And Jill, I know we've spoken in the past and things like that. The thing that I really love about your book is, you know, kindness and compassion. I feel, you know, even though I'm a male, I'm supposed to be, you know, more head-centered than heart-centered. It always felt more authentic for me to be in my heart. You know, I came from a background of sales, marketing, you know, entertainment, that kind of thing. So it was, for me, I always wanted to be more heartfelt than head felt, because the head could convince me to do anything. and the heart for me is more my authentic voice. How could that relate in business today? And how did you get about writing about this book?
Yes. So the reality is that the focus on kindness is really a key to today's success. Mm-hmm. This isn't just about, you know, being in business any longer. We are living in different times, and people care about different things. So with that, and what we want to do is connect people to their kindness quotient, and I do have real-world ways. I call them return on kindness pathways. You know, people want ROI.
Mm-hmm.
I think people want ROK, return on kindness. And so we've identified 7 key pathways to kindness.
Okay. And what are those 7 pathways, if you don't mind asking?
Sure. So I think there's a few things I'm looking at. One is compassion.
Mm-hmm.
2 is flexibility. Then there's patience and positivity and gratitude and generosity and connection. And, you know, I'm happy to talk toward any of these if possible. But these all are important, very important parts about the opportunity to be more kind in life. And any of those will help you be more kind. And you know, Chris, people talk about random acts of kindness, and I say, let's practice conscious acts of kindness.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And you know, the thing that I think a lot of people fall in the trap of is, well, I did something nice for one person and it didn't pay off, so now I'm not going to do it again for somebody else. Or I opened my heart to somebody and they stepped on it, so now I'm scared to share that business idea. Or, you know, I know a lot of small businesses, you know, through my path, you know, they have this great idea and they want to get out there and they want to do something, but they're afraid to share it because they're afraid that someone's going to steal it from them. Now, I know that comes rooted from fear. because, you know, I mean, the only thing we're ever going to fear is the unknown. So, you know, we're afraid of what it's going to have to take to make it get the tuition or that kind of thing. But how could kindness really lead us to better outcomes, how to overcome, you know, where we can work, even if so-called, not competitors, but, you know, cooperatively with like-minded entrepreneurs, to yield greater results?
You mean, the biggest thing is using kindness every day in conscious ways. So mm-hmm. what we've noticed in writing Profit of Kindness is that companies who used kindness had more customers, they had happier employees, they had higher revenues, and they had better results in business. Who doesn't want that?
Sure.
Kindness pays big dividends, and that's what we want to stay focused on.
Right. Well, I mean,
Richard
Branson says, you know, you don't have to take care of your customers. You take care of your employees. That's the employee's job. So, you know, he focuses, you know, and I know I do that with my coaching practice as well. And the people that I coach is, you know, the people that are working each and every day, you know, the contractors, the salespeople, the, you know, the service people that are actually doing the business each and every day, that's the most important key, you know, for me, you know, because if you can keep them happy, then your customers are going to be happy. Your clients are going to be happy.
Exactly.
And they'll feel empowered sometimes to find creative solutions in that moment. That maybe they weren't empowered to do before because they didn't take ownership. You know, like I know I've had experiences, you know, where I've maybe gone to a restaurant or something like that, and maybe something wasn't subpar, you know, something wasn't right or whatever. And because they were afraid to make a mistake, it became this huge ordeal when it didn't have to be. You know, it was just a mistake. It happened. You know, let it go, you know, but they get all worked up and they make it a big deal. And it really doesn't have to be. I mean, for example, I just got my hair cut the other day and the woman, I mean, I wish she would have took time to really listen to what she was saying because she totally turned me off. She gave me a bad haircut anyway, but the customer service was so bad that that made it even worse. You know what I mean? Like, all she saw
right.
me was $5. You know, she's like, well, you know, I'm just trying to get people in and out as fast as I can because I get, on average, $5 per customer. So I just want to hurry. And then as soon as the lobby started filling up, I could see the panic set in. Like, she was trying to hurry up and cut my hair because she wanted to hurry up and get somebody else to her chair. And she wasn't even finished cutting my hair yet. So,
right, exactly.
You know, I think kindness does make us slow down a little bit, and I guess that's the point I was trying to make there. And treating people kindness. Like we want to be treated, you know, the golden rule, you know, all those various different things, and make us feel special. You know, she kept saying, oh, well, your haircut looks so good. You look so much better with your haircut. And I'm thinking, I don't think I look good because you messed it up. You know, you didn't. and she wasn't listening. You know, she was just talking. She was just trying to steamroll over me. So, how could someone in that situation be a little more kind? I guess that would be a good thing to talk about.
You know, I think a lot of reaction is important to slow down. And funny enough, kindness often means, like you said, slowing it down. Don't send knee-jerk reaction texts, phone calls. You know, emails are so easy to respond back quickly. And these are the things where we lose people, where we lose our connection to people. So I really want to advise that what we're looking at is slowing down our reactions, connecting deeply to ourselves, and then responding from that kind of place.
Mm-hmm.
Respond from that kind of place. don't just knee-jerk react. It really doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. And I mean, and that's beyond business. I mean, and that's what I like about the book. I mean, sure, it's great business, sense to create loyal customers and loyal employees and loyal staff. And I think you can only do that by being a humanitarian.
Exactly.
People, I mean, I remember growing up in sales, people always used to tell, and leadership and all that kind of stuff, they'd say, we'll quit on bosses, would quit on a boss, but never a friend. And that really hit home. And, when I've had the opportunity, to be an entrepreneur and I've had employees and stuff like that, I treated them like it was, actually, sometimes I treated them too nicely. You know what I mean? But that's where I had to learn the self-love as well. Because sometimes I did, want to take care of them more than they were willing to take care of themselves. And I think that's the stickiness, that we sometimes may feel. What are your thoughts on that, Jill? Because there's
Well,
a
I think
balance of love that has to go on,
absolutely, and I'm not saying roll over and play dead. I'm saying, be extra kind. Practice a moment of extension of self. Look for ways that you can extend your own brand of kindness so that you can be helping others. I think that's really important. This isn't just about a moment of kindness. This is an ongoing lifestyle and choice.
Absolutely. And now in your book, you talk about some networking groups, and I've been to some of these groups, so I kind of understand, how they work and things like that. And some of them I've been members of, some of them I haven't. And what I liked what you said about it is it's about really getting to know people. If we're looking at these networking things as like a sixth degree separation, it's how many business cards we can grasp that day, or how many handshakes
Yeah.
can we, how can we truly make those connections where they're going to remember who we are the next day?
Yes, exactly. Well, and that's the point, right? Is that kindness keeps you remembered. I mean, let's be honest, people who are kind, we all know like how powerful they talk about us, or they mention our heart, or they introduce us. I speak a lot on stages and do a lot of consulting, and one of my introductions recently was Jill's got one of the biggest hearts I know. I was really touched by that. This is not a standard introduction, and I didn't realize, Chris, how much that was unique until I heard him say that about me, and I went, oh, that's part of how people see me. What a beautiful thing. And, I think that's really a beautiful way of marketing. Why not? That we can add one more thing.
Yeah, I mean, I would much rather, I mean, I have a guy tell me the other day, a couple weeks ago, and I know exactly what you're coming from, because he's like, how could anyone hate you? All you've ever done in your 15 years I've known you is help people, be better. And I'm like, well, geez, that's a great testimonial. Could you write that down for me?
Exactly.
I hate to make that into a marketing thing, but geez, that's so kind, I mean, and that's all I've ever wanted to do is, I've always wanted to invest in people, because, my money is not motivated. It just sits there unless I do something with it. But if I motivate other people, we can do a lot more. We can multiply time frames and all those various different things. So, I'm a fan of investing in others. That's I teach gratitude, I teach awareness, I coach on unity. I mean, I believe relationships are the key to everything. It's the energy of life, and it's how we overcome our challenges, is how we unify with things. So, I'm all in. I love kindness. So, in the different ways. What are
Definite.
some unique ways that you've seen? Because I'm sure you've done a bunch of different interviews, with some, very powerful and successful people. What are some of the most interesting ways where you've seen people integrate kindness in their day?
probably, a couple really simple things you can do. You're in line at Starbucks. Pay for coffee behind the person. Walking through a door, hold it open for the next person. How about smiling and making connection with people you're walking by on the street, you're on an airplane with? You know, I found for myself, listen, I'm getting a lot of, I'm in the middle of a book launch for Prophet of Kindness. I've been working hard and emailing and, you know, staying connected. And then I realized when I was on the plane the other day that I didn't even ask name of the person next to me. And I looked over at him. I said, hello, how are you? You know, where do you live? We start talking. And then I found out he was really connected to a wonderful person that I had done a conference with recently who was in Fort Lauderdale where I was on my way to. And I got to reconnect with this man. Now, had I not just said hello, we wouldn't have been able to do that.
Isn't that awesome?
It's incredible.
I'm blown away. I mean, I know we're on the internet and, you know, we've kind of lost touch a little bit because, you know, we're starting to get used to the internet. But, you know, how close, you know, 6 degrees separation we are, you know, I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And, of course, with technology now, we're global. And I think that's, I love that kind of undertone in that book, is just that, like, hey, with social media, you don't know, like, where that customer or that testimonial is going to come from. You know, I was telling you on the before the show that we had just moved, and, you know, I was just talking to somebody in the apartment, that complex that we lived in, and they were about to move out, and I said, well, here's been my experience, and it wasn't a very good one. And she's like, you should take them to court. And I'm like, yeah, you know, but I have to weigh the, you know, I mean, is $1,500 worth the trouble? You know what I mean? At this point. You know, and I said, but, you know, make sure before you leave to take photos and stuff like that, because they fined us for, you know, the carpet. And she's like, there was nothing wrong with your carpet when, you know, because she saw it. And I was like, I know, but what can you do? But if you look at the website of the apartment complex, there's a list of it where they've done this to hundreds of people. And it was just the timing in my situation, that made us have to live, you know, I mean, that was just what we could, the best place we could get at the time. So we stayed our year and then we transitioned on. So, The point I'm trying to make, though, is we all want to be treated honestly and with respect. And when companies don't, that actually hurts their bottom line. Because no matter what happens now, anyone brings up that complex, I'm not going to have nice things to say about it. You know, and I'm going to stop.
There you go.
I'm going to stop as many people as I can from, you know, running there. Like, well, you know, here's been my experience. And just leave it at that. You know, and that's, I think that's how you can create that kindness, you know, or, you know, bring back a happier, you know, not necessarily nation, but community at first. And it starts with ourselves. And then as we resonate outwardly, we can affect other people positively. So...
Exactly.
You know, I do think it's a personal responsibility. We have to be personally accountable for bringing kindness and, you know, especially consciousness in the very beginning, consciously. But, you know, after 90 days, neuro connections, you know, we've got a new lifestyle change, and then it will just be automatic. And then it gets creepy. You know, I notice people say hi to me from across parking lots now. You just kind of radiate like, oh, this is friendly guy. So
isn't that wonderful? Yes.
It's awesome. It is. It is. I mean, you have all these great conversations. Now, the only disadvantage I would say is when you're like trying to be in a hurry and you want to be kind and somebody isn't allowing you that.
Yeah. You know, well, it's interesting. Let's talk about that for a moment, because recently I was doing a speaking engagement at a hotel and Florida, and I went to the Starbucks early in the morning, and there was like 8 people in line in front of me. Now, this is the moment where, you know, I'm about to do a presentation, and there's a really long line, And frankly, they had one person there. It was not a great delivery service, meaning they just were not well organized. So although I patiently waited in line and did my best to be kind, I also, so this is the part where you sometimes have to take action. I went to the manager and I said, I just want to tell you the problem you're having over there, and I would recommend you get some more staffing. And by the next day, they did have the manager helping out, and, so that was a great thing. But this is what I'm talking about, that oftentimes you just have to, you do have to say something. You do have to let people know, what's needed in these times.
Right. Well, and I think that's the key with presence as well, speaking on the spiritual front. A lot of people talk about acceptance and allowance and things like that. And, it is what it is. Like you said, you showed up, there was a line, there was, all that was, that's happened. And like you said, you just said, hey, this could be a way you could improve it. And they did what they could. Cool.
Exactly.
And it's probably that manager, who knows? I mean, I've worked in that industry before, so there's some people that, they get that name badge, that special badge, and then they think, oh, well, I'll never have to make another coffee again. Because I'm the manager, but, that's not how it works. That's not being a leader. Well, that's being a manager, I guess. managing the way things are. So what else would you like to say about this, Jill?
Well, I think, as we get to our final moments here, that, what's key here is the opportunity to practice those kindness in every single day, the conscious acts of kindness, to look to see how you can extend yourself, what you can do to be more kind, to be more thoughtful, to help people more. That's what I want you to look at.
Okay. And this would go for, of course, leadership roles. This would go for everybody, right? I mean, I think this should just be everybody. But sometimes people, they do look at it from a profit standpoint. So,
Exactly.
Now, I wrote down this little passage that you had from the book, if you don't mind me sharing it, from The Guide of the A Guide to Be Kind. I'm sorry, A Guide to Be Kind of Happiness That Helps the World by Colin Bevan. Did I say that right?
Yes,
The world needs entrepreneurs who use business as a tool for increasing happiness. It needs activists who speak with love instead of fear and anger. It needs gardeners and local farmers who care for the land. It needs a whole different kind of banker and politicians who care more about communities than corporations. It also needs more musicians on the subway platforms and artists on the streets to bring us joy in these difficult times. The world needs so much. It needs all of us. I love that you put this passage in this book, and I see this on all kinds of fronts. If you look at the world hunger situation, where, a third of the food that we produce is being wasted, and there's hunger, or two-thirds, I'm sorry, and only a third's actually making it to the table, just so many different things. And I think kindness is the key, compassion, like you said, gratitude, and just being aware that these conditional lives that we live are based on the conditions that we place upon them. So if we don't take time for others, or we don't take time for ourselves, what's life truly about?
Beautiful. Love that.
Thank you. So, Jill, how can, we want to plug your book. How can we find the book? How can we learn more about you and all the things that you do and where you're going to be speaking? Because I know you tour internationally and do all that fun stuff.
Absolutely. So you can find out about my book by going to profitofkindness.com. That's P-R-O-F-I-T, press.com. And if I can help you in any way to create more publicity, get book deals, or anything else you're interested in regarding speaking and training, to support@jilllublin.com. That's lots of L's in there. support@jill.com. And maybe you can put those in the show notes. It would be great.
Oh, yeah. It will actually be in the description and all that. We'll definitely make sure for that. But for those that listen sometimes to the podcast on the go, you know, we want them to hear it. well, fantastic, Jill. I know you're super busy, and it's been a wonderful chat. So we're gonna wrap it up right now. And as always, much love and gratitude for everything that you are, everything that you do, and everything that you choose to be. Because when we enhance our lives, we're enhancing our world through the collective unity of unconditional love. So with that, much love and gratitude for your example. Thanks again for being a part of our show. You give us purpose and reason to do it. And I love being able to share other people's messages of how we can work together to create the harmony, the prosperity, and the sustainability that we all authentically desire as human beings. So thanks again, Jill, for everything that you do.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye, Chris.
Bye-bye. Have a great day. Bye-bye. Thanks again for tuning in, and make sure you check out all our replays, the blogs, and all the services that we can unify over to enhance our world together at enhancingyourworld.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and we will check back with you next week. Much love and gratitude till then, and remember, when you continue to enhance your world, you're enhancing our world through the collective unity of unconditional love. So much love and gratitude for everything that you are, everything that you do, and everything that you choose to be. Much love and gratitude. Bye-bye.